How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Come on.
I graduated college in May of 2001. I was 22 years old and was pretty unclear as to what it was that I was going to do with the rest of my life. Confident I was going to be successful, wasn't really worried about that, but was had very little direction, if no direction at all, on what the method or delivery mechanism was going to be to help me to get that success. I'd really had thought all the like the entire time that I was going to go to law school, and I think that the only reason that I really thought that, I had no idea what an attorney did, just perceived the profession to be a revered one, which, depending on who you're talking to, is still the case, or it's not. Just kidding. But I saw people that certainly made a living doing it. Could wear a suit, be respected, all that good stuff. And so I was a political science major in college, thinking that that's what I wanted to do, and I took the LSAT and got accepted to schools in the Chicago area, which is sort of where I went to college. I went to Valparaiso University outside of Chicago in Indiana, and decided that I wanted to move down to Arizona. I was a little bit tired of the Midwest winters, and so I thought, well, I'm familiar with Arizona. My dad had been there at that point for a long time, and so I figured, why not head down there and take a year off and then go to law school the next year. And so I did that, and on August 16th of 2001, I started my career in financial services and personal finance. And so subsequently, August 16th of 2021 was my 20-year anniversary. And I'm not, well, I shouldn't say that. I've grown to be a fairly reflective person as I've gotten older, and I thought I'd be remiss not to put pen to paper and sort of think about the last 20 years, think about my career to this point, and so that is what I did. And I wrote a fairly lengthy post about success, and I've been thinking a lot about that as of late. So I wanted to share a little bit about that with you, just my thoughts on a 20-year career and what I think that people can potentially be learning from it, and if there's any value to be gained from my experience and my thoughts. I think that just in some putting down some thoughts today, I think that for a long time, even as I was a kid, I was a tennis player, and I was a pretty successful tennis player. And then really for the first probably 7 years of my career, I was also pretty successful taking on clients and doing financial advisory work. And I think that it was a function of I was experiencing success and having success that entire time versus being successful. With tennis, it's super clear if you are experiencing success, if you're having success because you're winning or you're losing. And then when you're in a professional sales role, which is where I was for the first 7 years of my career, also very, very clear if you're experiencing success. And now, 20 years in, and really, frankly, having the experience of the podcast over the last 4 years, and doing over 1,200 episodes at this point, and having the opportunity to talk with literally 1,000 people about hundreds of different topics, and a lot of that dealing with success and and self-actualization and mindset and all of these things and success in general, I think that just over the past 4 years, it has changed my perspective and my outlook and so many different things in my life, and all for the better. It's caused me to dig into biases I have and dig into limiting beliefs that I have and self-doubt and all the things that we experience as human beings, that and all the things that we certainly have. And it's made me such a better person. And I can tell you today that I really do consider myself to be successful. So instead of just having success and experiencing success, I really do feel like I am a successful person and that I am doing work that I think is valuable and important. And the more, if I can help other people to get to that place where they are feeling satisfied and content and feeling like they're successful and useful, well, then that would be a success for me as well. So that is what I wanted to talk with you about today. I wonder if there are steps to success. Certainly success leaves clues, and you can look at behaviors that successful people do, and what time do they get up in the morning, what do they think about, what do they read, how long do they sleep, what do they exercise, do they eat, all that kind of stuff. But I think I sort of boil it down to five different steps that if you're interested in becoming successful, how do you really do that? And a big part of that, what I've sort of settled on, is how important it is, how hard it is to move on to the level which is just beyond you, just above you, and the term that I don't really like, because I think it's been sort of co-opted and lost a lot of it's now sort of a cliche, is this idea of leveling up. But that's really what we need, we as human beings, me, I, you, need to figure out how to do to be advancing, is we need to figure out how to level up. And it's way more than simply getting to a next level. It's how do I lock that next level in? How do I make that next level my level? Like, this is just where I'm at now. This is my new normal. And I think that that's really the trick. If we don't do that, then we're on the yo-yo, right? Then I'm losing 10 pounds and then I'm gaining back 10 or 12 or 15 pounds. It's I'm going to go run a marathon and then I just stop running. It's I get out of debt and then I get right back in it. It's reverting back to the mean. And we have, as human beings, a desire for consistency. We have a desire for comfort. I have that. It's a desire for familiarity. And what I intellectually want is oftentimes in direct conflict to what my body wants, which is that familiarity, which is comfort, which is certainty. Even if certainty is not serving me at all, even if certainty is being, you know, 30 pounds overweight and broke and in a crappy relationship, that's still my level. That's still where I'm comfortable. And so breaking out of that, hard. Breaking out of it and making that, locking that in, making that your next level, your new level, that is the opportunity that I believe is the key and is the challenge. So I think that the first step in doing this, in really finding the success you want, is making the decision that you are wanting to change and that you are ready to change. And setting the intention that this is what I've committed to doing, and I am committed to doing whatever is necessary and uncomfortable to make this change happen. I am expecting discomfort. I in fact welcome it. I am leaning directly into that discomfort, knowing that it's going to come. So how do I sort of figure that out? It's a question of, are you where you want to be? Is your life what you want it to be? If it is, then I think that's awesome. Are you satisfied with your career and your finances, the relationships you have, your personal life, your physical, mental health? Are you happy with that? Do you have the peace of mind and contentment that you're really looking for? Yes, no, maybe so. So answer that question and then figure out, do you want to change? Are there areas that you want to have different?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And again, it's possible to want to be leveling up without just being a discontented person. We're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There's just certain things that we're going to be changing. So the second thing then is getting clear on what it is that you really want. Now, I speak pretty openly that I did not have goals. I had them, but I never actually wrote them down. I never really thought about them too deeply before I was 35 years old. And like everybody that then has goals and writes them down, they can attest to how just important and extremely valuable that is. So I think that it's really clear, it's really important that in order to figure out what it is that you want, you really need to get clear on what it is that you really want. And I like to think about it in six areas. I like to think about what you want for your family, what you want for your community, what you want for your finances and your work. I encourage you to get clear on what you're interested in learning for just for the sake of learning, what you want your physical and mental health to be like, and then really what you want your peace of mind to really look like. So getting clear on that and then figuring out what it's going to take to get there, what will be required for you to get to that place. Because losing a bunch of weight, hard. Getting debt free, getting out of debt is hard. Creating a better relationship with your kids is hard. Spouse, hard. But if you want to change, if you figure out that you know that you're ready, if you know what you want it to look like, that's when you can start actually taking the action required or getting the new learnings to figure it out. So let's just, going through an example. If you did want to lose 50 pounds, do you know how to do that? So figuring out what new learnings are going to be required. If it's learning about nutrition, learning about exercise, learning about sleep and water and all that stuff that you're going to need to figure out. So figure out where you need to learn that, how you're going to get it, and what support that you're going to need to be able to make that happen. It's all around us. There's people who can help you. So figuring out what you need and then where you can get it. And then putting it all into action. I think that we've all heard that, an airplane or a space shuttle uses so much fuel just getting started, right? On the launch. Getting the thing off the ground is the hardest time when you're going to be expending the most amount of energy. Once you are moving and the shuttle or the plane is in flight, it requires a lot less fuel. So that's the thing. Is making the initial changes. Breaking through your current level and getting up to the next one is going to be the hardest part. And then locking it in and maintaining it. You've broken bad habits. We're establishing new ones. It will be easier to maintain. So, figuring out how much weight you want to lose, when you want to lose it by, figuring out what your diet's going to be, putting together a meal plan, putting together an exercise program, when you're going to do it. So whatever you'll need in the nutrition area, the exercise area, figure out where you're going to get it, and then hire a trainer, join a gym, find meal prep, whatever it is. Figure out how to do it and find the little bite size, for lack of a better term, kind of wordplay, the small actions that you're going to be taking every day to make that happen. And then avoiding that yo-yo, right? Now that you lost the weight, how do we make sure we don't just snap right back and put it back on? So locking it in. And I think that we just, not just, we need to essentially create our own standard operating procedure. You know, create your own SOP. And having checklists for how you do things and how you follow them. You think about really important things in life. The most important things require that you do everything in a certain order. Think about a surgeon and everything that goes along with having a successful surgery, from everything that the actual surgeon has to do to be prepared for it, getting a good night's sleep, having clarity and, you know, skill and being ready, and all the support people and the nurses and the anesthesiologist, and having the room clean and the instruments and the patient being prepped. There is a lot that goes into it, and a checklist is followed. So why wouldn't you have a checklist for as many different things in your life as possible? Scheduling things. What gets scheduled gets done. You know, if something is important, it needs to go on your calendar. Otherwise, it's going to get bumped. That's just a reality. So I don't care what it is. If it's stuff with your kids or your physical fitness or whatever, it needs to go on your calendar. And then automating things, making sure that this stuff is recurring and we can take our hands off the wheel as much as possible. And then delegation. So being able to find the help that we need. So checklists, calendaring, automation, and delegation. And then appreciating and again embracing that your body and your mind are going to be at conflict here. What you're going to be feeling and what you're going to be thinking are going to be at conflict. Our physical bodies want us to go back to what we were doing. Our physical body doesn't want to get up in the morning. It doesn't want to get on the treadmill. It wants crappy food because that's what it's accustomed to. It likes it, which is great because we like all those things too. So your body is going to keep trying to, just like crabs in a bucket, pull you back down. We're not going to let it. Our brain says no. So it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for our body to catch up and to realize, listen up, body. This is our new level. We've leveled up. We're not going back down. This is what we're doing. And then this will become your new level. And this will become your new level of success. You will become more successful until you level up again. And that's kind of the idea here. And you'll figure that out, right? Then you'll reassess and you'll say, okay, great. Do I want to change? What is it that I want? What action will I need to take? Execute it and then lock it in. So I'm super excited for the next 20 years of my career. Wild experience looking back and sort of rehashing a lot of it, the good and the bad and the ugly, and plenty of things to be certainly grateful for, an immense amount of learning. Things to be mildly regretful of, but not really. I don't know that I would change a whole lot about it. You got to take your lumps. And all the wonderful people that I've met along the way. I'm super excited for what the future holds. Because it does hold some really, really exciting things. So super excited to have been working on a build out of a website for the Lifeblood podcast. And it's been in the back of my mind for a long time and finally made the commitment. I decided that I wanted to change. I figured out what I wanted. I figured out the actions I needed to take, and now I've been executing. So coming soon is our Lifeblood site. And obviously you'll be able to enjoy the podcast episodes there. But it's really going to highlight and showcase all of our guests. So you'll find the podcast episodes. You're also going to find written content from our guests. So they're willing to share their expertise and their time in providing blog posts on their areas of expertise, which is an incredible thing. I'm so grateful for that. And so many of them have learning opportunities. They have courses and YouTube channels and their own podcasts. And so you're going to be able to take advantage of all of those things as well. So you'll be able to find all of their additional offerings on the site. You'll be able to take their courses. And many of them are coaches and consultants and advisors. And they have so much to offer. So you're going to have an opportunity to engage directly with them as well on the site. We're going to have monthly events that you'll be able to take part in live, not necessarily in person, maybe. But we'll have events. We'll have masterminds that will be going on. So lots of super exciting stuff. So please do. This episode is going to go live on, I guess, October 2nd. And I am hoping to have the site live probably sometime in December. So I will certainly be dribbling out updates as I have them, but really excited about it. And I think that you're really going to like it. I appreciate all of your support. Appreciate you tuning into the show. Thanks as always for listening. And I will talk with you soon. Thanks.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.